Report: School officials tell Chicago teachers to pass all migrant students no matter their scores. By Warner Todd Houston on September 20, 2024. Several Chicago public school teachers are alleging that school administrators ordered them to pass all migrants to the next grade whether they had passing scores or not, and even when the kids did not speak English. The shocking revelations come after more than a year of migrants flooding Chicago by the tens of thousands and the subsequent enrollment of thousands of migrant kids, many of whom do not speak English, and some who had very little or even no schooling prior to arriving in the Windy City. The whistleblowing teachers also say that they do not speak Spanish, so they had no effective way to communicate with many of the migrant kids, and yet school officials told them to give every migrant at least a 70% grade, according to Chicago's WGN-TV. The teacher whistleblowers also insisted that they were told to pass all migrants even if their migrant students displayed severe academic deficiencies. Chicago's public schools are controlled through the mayor's office. Although this year that scheme has been set on the road to reform to a small degree as city voters will finally be given the chance to begin electing school board members for the first time in 30 years. The plan passed by the state legislature is that by 2027, voters will be electing all 21 members of the Chicago Public Schools Board. But until the election in November, the city's mayor is still appointing all 21 board members as well as the school system's CEO. It is unclear how high up the chain of command from school administrators to the mayor's office this directive went, but self-professed progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson has taken a lot of criticism, especially from the city's Black community, over his overly generous treatment of the growing migrant population. Related: Chicago Mayor, Dangerous Abbott governing out of fear on migrant crisis that will crush local economies. Despite the whistleblowers, Chicago Public Schools CEO Dr. Pedro Martinez has insisted that migrant students are held to the very same standards as all other CPS students, WGN reported. However, since WGN's report, the CPS has admitted that promotion guidelines are modified to serve the specialized needs of English language learners. Chicago is far from the only locale having problems with the often scarcely educated migrants pouring into the country. Springfield, Ohio, has been in the news in September for its huge influx of migrants, especially Haitians, and the hurdles being thrown up in front of natural-born residents by the tidal wave of newcomers. At a recent Springfield City Council meeting, a resident who is a businessman in Springfield lamented that because of the migrant problem he no longer wants to live in the city, despite owning a home there since 1974. This Ohio resident also noted that many of the migrants flooding into the country lack any sort of education and told the city council they have a kindergarten to second grade education. The state teaches people in our public courses at a fifth to sixth grade education level. He added that the Haitians, especially, can learn, but they have to do it visually because they can't read or comprehend written directions or instructions. If you can do something visually, they can see something visually. No words, no nothing else, they can learn and they will learn. But we actually have to step down that low and slowly bring them up to our level. He explained of how he and his company have to treat Haitians on the job. Meanwhile, data shows that a large percentage of migrant children are at minimum two grades behind U.S. students, and a high number of migrant children have gaps in their schooling or have experienced interrupted schooling with missing years in school. Further, many migrant kids never graduate from high school, despite all the freebies given to them. For instance, in California in 2019, 29% of working-age immigrants had not graduated from high school, compared to 7% of U.S.-born Californians, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. Unfortunately, that leaves many migrant kids unprepared for higher-wage jobs and ripe for employment exploitation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.